This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, graduation day at a boarding school where fat kids try to learn to slim down. First, President Bush returns to Washington today from a weekend at his Texas ranch and stopping off en route in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Organization of American States is meeting. Mr. Bush, speaking there, stressed to the delegates the need for democracy worldwide.
Today, all 34 countries participating in this General Assembly have democratic constitutional governments. Only one country in this hemisphere sits outside this society of democratic nations. And one day, the tide of freedom will reach Cuba's shores as well.
When the president gets back to the White House, he'll find a world of unfinished business to attend to. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, hot day in D.C. today.
More ways than one, Alex. There's been a change of weather, I think, in the last couple of weeks regarding the war in Iraq. Through much of the winter and the spring, the administration had been riding a wave of good feelings, really, from the elections there at the end of January. But May's been a bloody month. 80 Americans, maybe 10 times as many Iraqis, were killed during the month of May in the hands of the insurgents. And suddenly people are starting to talk about the war again. And even in Congress, where both parties have been pretty much in line behind the president, there is now a small bipartisan group of members who are going to start meeting this week to talk about alternatives and an earlier withdrawal strategy. It's a small group, but it could be the start of something bigger.
People are also talking about the allegations of prisoner abuse at Guantanamo Bay.
It hasn't gone away, and it doesn't look likely to. Senator Arlen Specter, who's a Republican from Pennsylvania, is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and he's saying he wants to hold hearings on the subject. Of course, it's never been established whether or not there's any domestic jurisdiction over Guantanamo Bay or over those detainees there. And so he wants to take it on, and he wants to talk about some of these abuses. Last Friday night, after most everyone had gone home and the evening news broadcasts were over, the Pentagon released its report on desecration of the Quran. They did find a few cases. They said it was not a pattern, but it was a far cry from the blanket denials that we had heard in the wake of the Newsweek report. And it's interesting that they chose to release it that late on a Friday night. The Saturday morning paper, of course, is the least read paper of the week, and very few people heard about it. The response on the Democratic side from the ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate was that it's time to close Gitmo down.
Well, people in Congress are back at work this week. They may be tied up with confirmations, though, more of the confirmation wars.
I think this might be the week that the confirmation wars begin to wind down a little bit. We're going to see a debate begin today on Janice Rogers Brown, and she'll be confirmed this week. That's already been set up by the deal, the much ballyhooed deal of a couple weeks ago, where seven Republicans and seven Democrats agreed to break ranks with their party in order to avoid a showdown over the filibuster. I think we're going to see very few people more conservative than Janice Rogers Brown. She's a very conservative jurist, but she is going to be approved, and later in the week, they're going to do the same with another conservative appeals court judge, William Pryor.
You know, I'm in danger of losing track of yet another nominee. This is not for a judgeship, but rather it's John Bolton for ambassador to the UN. There was so much about this, and I haven't heard a thing in a week, 2 weeks.
It's been frozen while the Senate was away on its Memorial Day break. Just before they left, they failed to get enough votes to cut off debate on Bolton. But I suspect they're going to get around to a vote on him fairly soon. The Democrats are not at all sure they can hold their ranks. And just three more Democrats choosing to vote to end debate will end the filibuster. And when he does get a vote, he will be narrowly confirmed. And, you know, this is something that's been a long, long time in the making. But the White House continues to refuse to release the documents that the Democrats are demanding. But I don't know that the Democrats are going to be able to hold out just on that document issue alone.
So there's a deal on this in some way?
You know, I don't think the White House will budge. I don't think it's going to be so much a matter of a compromise. But the Bolton nomination is not going to be something I don't think that the Democrats can resist indefinitely.
A lot of attention for an ambassadorial appointment, isn't it, Ron?
Well, there have been a lot of reasons for it, Alex. It's not just Bolton's personal toughness or abrasiveness, and it's not just his handling of intelligence matters either. He represents a nationalist approach to foreign policy and a challenge to the multinational ideal of the United Nations, and a lot of issues as well having to do with the clash between the White House and the Senate itself. whether the Senate will be a simple majority body like the House or whether it will be something special. So it's an identity crisis for the Senate.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. His political column, Watching Washington, runs every Monday on our website, npr.org. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.